SUVs today. One of the graphics had got messed up, so we don't have the bulldozer on it yet, but they are going to fix that when we get our trucks in. So that's kind of some positive news. They are hybrids, like we were talking about. So a lot of times, if they're going over 35 miles an hour, you'll hear us coming because they're electric at that point, and then they switch to gas once you get below 35. So we're excited about that. Next month, on the beginning of March, we're going to try a warrant amnesty program, which basically means we're going to have people, if they come in, they have a warrant, we're not going to take them to jail. We're going to basically work with them to try to get that warrant taken care of without the jail. We had some success with it. We did it about 2 years ago. We had some good success with it, so we're going to see what we can do as far as that goes. Our online reporting seems to be doing good, not as much as what we figured, but we're also allowing some of that. So it's actually helped our Forest Manor. They have some incidents out there and the other nursing home as well. Rather than having us come out and talk to a resident that may not know what's going on or whatever, they can still do their mandated reporting that the state does through our online reporting. So that's helped out a lot too. Captain Patterson has some numbers on where we're standing as far as our call volume since January.
So our calls for service were at 664 since January 1. We wrote 105 citations, totaling 38,306. We've collected 12,385.
So we're averaging collection as payments. We're averaging about 1,000 a day, roughly, which it seems like a little bit less. So about a year ago now, we're starting to kind of see some effects of the law change, and that change was basically we have to do what they call cite and release warrants. Now, we don't do cite and release warrants, but we used to add a $450 warrant fee to each warrant that was issued, and the state said, no, we can't do that no more. So now $100 is all they have to pay to get out of jail. So if it's a $200 citation, even if we do a warrant, it's still $200. They pay $100 to get out of jail, they're out of jail. So putting them in jail really doesn't, there's no point at this time, because we're paying $65 a night to keep them in jail. So we are doing, that's again, the amnesty programs, and we're doing more payment plans now than what we ever have. And if they are on any kind of state assistance, SNAP, any of that, it's automatically dismissed after there's two court hearings, and it's automatically dismissed. So our citation numbers are around average and the same, and the collection seems like it's lower, but we're actually taking more $50 payments than we are having people just pay them off rather than go to jail. So kind of looking at that. But we ordered 3 new vests, which is kind of that what we've talked about in the past with budgets. First, as far as one for wanting different things that are high cost value things like our computers, our vests, our cars. So that's kind of where we're at now. Is we've got each vest is 5 years, so we ordered 3. So we're going to start next year getting one or two more, and then everyone will be caught up within that 5 years. That would, again, it helps with the budget. We're not trying to do bond issues with vehicles.
Right. Staggered. Yeah.
Right. And so that way, everyone kind of, you know, I had a vest for 14 years, something like that. So it's just an officer safety. So our 8-hour, we went to 8-hour shifts that are going really well, putting more people out on the street. We have one that's, we decided not to send her to Ada for the academy. We actually have her in Bartlesville, and Bartlesville has a police academy itself, so through Tri-County Tech, it's actually Tri-County Tech's. And she's doing really well in that program, and she'll be the first one to actually do that, which actually saves us money as well to some degree, the liability of not driving a car back and forth every Monday and Friday. So just driving them there.
We're doing good.
Good. Right. Council, got any questions for Chief? Thank you very much.
Thank you.